More insight into the Argentina beef plan and bridging Washington and the heartland. A hands-on day with the Secretary of Agriculture. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Greg Allen. The plan by President Trump to import more beef from Argentina to lower beef prices here in the U.S. is getting the thumbs down by many American cattle producers. C.J. Miller reports how U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins has provided more insight into the president's plan.
What the president was talking about was nothing much different from what we have done for a really long time.
And that was Secretary Rollins on Thursday during a press conference held at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. She says the U.S. currently imports about 2 million metric tons of beef each year, which is about 17% of all the beef that's consumed in the U.S.
So the idea, and most of that is imported to mix in for ground beef, sort of the lower cost beef for those who can't afford a $30 steak. Currently, we import about 20,000 metric tons from Argentina, so a very small amount. The president was talking about going to 40 or 60 or 80,000 metric tons, even a small amount of the 2 million we already import. When you put that up against the fact that we have closed the ports, we have no crossing of live cattle in the last almost 6 or so months, the tariffs, the 50% tariffs on Brazil. So what the president was talking about in terms of Argentina doesn't even make up for what we haven't gotten across in the last few months.
Rollins adds that the Trump administration has also released a plan to rebuild U.S. cattle herds and support America's beef producers.
We're opening up 5 million acres of Forest Service land, USDA land, and interior land for very low-cost lease for our ranchers to have an additional opportunity to build their herds. We are putting a ton of money into smaller processing plants around the country, more competition from the processors, and that's really important. USDA is going to be launching a $100 million ad campaign in January. Buy American beef, product of the USA.
You can hear much more of Secretary Rollins's comments and read the full story. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.